line come together, and how do you expect them to do against Cofield and Rockmore and the rest of the guys in the Redskins?
Yeah, I think we're getting better. There's no question that, as you would expect, it would take a little bit of time to get the cohesion and coordination that we had at one point when you had five guys that stayed together for a number of years. But there's some physical ability up there. I think there's the same type of pride and intellect. So I think eventually they're going to be very good. Hopefully this game will be good enough. But, you know, until you go out and play for real and play for 60 minutes, it's hard to project. But I feel confident.
How about Hazlitt's system, 3-4, Cofield, the Rock? But what kind of challenges does that defense give your offensive line?
You know, whether it's a 3-4, 4-3, you know, it's just there's certain, you know, subtleties or nuances that are slightly different. But it's basically, can your guys handle, you know, the quality and the effort that's put forth? And they right now they're playing well. I don't know what their final ranking was, is second or third in preseason. So, you know, you're seeing continued improvement from where they were last year. Last year they started off really poorly, weren't able to recover statistically, but if you look at it realistically, by the end of the year they were playing pretty good. And, of course, in the last regular season game we were banged up, but they did a great job against us. So we're fully expecting a terrific challenge, and I think our guys are looking forward to it.
We asked you so much about Beckham, not much about Ballard. Is he a starting caliber tight end in this offense?
Yeah. No, I think he'll be the guy that starts at the – you know, we're in our two back and yeah. Our two tight end offense. He's, you know, right from the beginning, we saw a guy that could block very well, you know, or had the potential to be a good blocker. I mean, he was physical, he was big, he's strong. I think he's continued to get better technique-wise and an understanding of, you know, what we're trying to do with each play. So, as you would anticipate with a guy that's smart and has the physical ingredients to play the position, he's getting better and better. So I always thought he'd be a decent blocker, and he's proven to be very much so. Where he surprised me a little bit, he's doing a little bit more, you know, the catching hands, the ball than I always knew he could catch it, but he's actually getting himself open, and we've thrown the ball down the field to him a few times in the preseason, and I can't honestly say that I saw that necessarily happening, but it's been happening with regularity both in practice and in the preseason. So, you know, we feel good about, you know, the progress he's made, and I'm looking forward to see how good he's going to become.
What sort of impact has the lack of OTAs had?
Significant. I mean, we let four starters go, so you're trying to replace four guys who were very much integral part of what we were doing, and not to be able to go out and practice with these young guys, these new parts, these replacements, and get them up to speed. Not that they would be as far along as the guys we lost, but get them far enough along that you could win and watch them continue to grow and develop. They're getting better. You know, they're getting better, but you did it without spring, without all the time that you normally get. So, it hurts. There's no question. It hurts. It hurt us significantly on offense. You know, with trying to teach the intricacies of what each play. You know, you say, oh, you run a seam. Well, every time defensively they do something different, the way that is finally expressed is a little differently. And so, you know, get some of the new guys, the Victor Cruises and those kind of guys, you know, Jarrell Jernigan, all those guys, you know, there's no question it hurt us, but, you know, they are getting better. You know, again, you just hope you've progressed enough that you're able to go out and win. And the preseason, that's been very much in evidence, I think, is that you see moments where you're up like the jet game, you know, you're up and down the field, but you're not putting the end zone because we're not consistent enough. And usually what it is one guy makes a mistake. Defensively, that's fine because somebody else can cover it up, but one guy makes a mistake on offense and it negates the other 10 guys doing it exactly right. And that's what we've been kind of doing, some, you know, inconsistent, sporadic, outstanding, and then make a mistake. And, you know, whether it's a fumble on the 1-foot line or, you know, whatever, it's been our bugaboo the entire preseason. So hopefully we're getting that out of our system. So what is it?